Music and jazz will be a motif this evening. The poem that Gary just mentioned, Slow Child with a Book of Birds from The Widening Spell of the Leaves, works very much in the way of a jazz composition. The central motifs are repeated with virtuoso improvisational effects and changes throughout the poem. There's the snow and there's the snowy egret. There's the name of the bird and the name which the slow child gives the bird and which the poet gives back to the child. No regrets. There's the child and there's the rest of us. There's the idea of survival and the idea of extinction. There's the white and there's the black. And these motifs come back around in the poem again and again, even as the poem ranges out like expanding ripples to the point where you might mistakenly think that the composer has lost his way. But in the end, we come back to the birds and the snow, the white snow, and the black seeds thrown out for those birds to live on. And now let's turn to the very next poem in that book, which actually is a poem sequence titled The Perfection of Solitude. Last year, those of you attending the memorial event witnessed a video recording of Larry Levis reading the second section of that long poem sequence, Caravaggio, Swirl and Vortex. The final poem in that sequence, to return to our jazz motif, is named Coda, Kind of Blue. Of course, you recognize Levis as taking his title from the famous jazz album by Miles Davis and the all-star band Davis assembled for two unforgettable recording sessions in 1959 in New York City. And if you wanted to understand the essential underlying compositional and structural approach in the poetry of Larry Levis, you could have no better instruction than a deep listen to that masterpiece of a jazz album, Kind of Blue, which would precisely prepare you to listen to Levis's own poetry, including his poem by that same name. The opening of Miles Davis's Kind of Blue starts with Bill Evans dithering a bit on the piano, laying down a foundation of eerie chords, and then Paul Chambers comes in with the song's signature opening refrain, answered antiphonally at first by the piano and then joined by the horn section, Davis on trumpet, Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, and the great John Coltrane on tenor saxophone, all playing in harmony. And right after that, Davis takes off with the first solo, followed in turn by everyone in the group. The name of that opening song is So What? And it's easy then to imagine that the repeated answer to the first musical statement is that very phrase. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba, so what? Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da, so what? A kind of musical self-critique and challenge as much as it is a philosophical one. And Levis's poem picks up on that phrase and that challenge in particular, and he begins his own poem with it. In this poem, you'll hear references to John Coltrane and Charlie Bird Parker and Ethel Waters and Billie Holiday. And of course, like all of Larry's poems, this one is in some sense an elegy, a coda, not only for the end of a long and marvelous poem sequence, The Perfection of Solitude, but for the end of a poet whose life was itself marvelous and long, yet not long enough. Coda, Kind of Blue. And so what, said a trumpet, and I'll see you that and raise you five, said a kind of rippling laughter, gone now on the keyboard. And well, just this once, the bass replied, maybe again, maybe not. A brush stroke swore and a snare and hi-hat, styles as American as loss. I'm going to say what the snow says, falling on the tracks outside Chicago, and then I'll unsay that. I'll dissolve this city, wall by blackened wall, and Mr. Grief and Ms. Beauty, I'll build a new one from your names. Ashes, my name is John Coltrane, sweet insolence and rain, I don't come back again. And am I blue? So what? You think I didn't know what time it was? Said the trumpet. Take her hair, some smoke and snow, and give it all one name. Style it as you please. Take someone who can't stop screaming, the L overhead, the sky, and give it a name. Take Charlie Parker's grave, all overgrown with weeds in Kansas City. Add nothing except an ochre tint of shame. May all your Christmases be white And Bird, Be Still in L.A., Gone, Broken, Insane. Take beauty before her habit mutes and cripples her, then add some grief. But don't change a thing this time, not even a white gardenia pressed against her ear, not even one syllable of her name. In my solitude is how the song began. All things you are, and briefly, as in solitude, it ends. Now I'd like to welcome my colleague David Wojahn to introduce tonight's honored guest. Thank you.